This recording, Puerto Rico 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old Sioux in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job as a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with the palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, other five or six times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was fair price for a cure. I'm very close to my family, and we're a huge family. We're like 24, including cousins, grandmother, and like all my aunts and uncles. And we've always had a lot of celebrations together, and that's something that I miss, because here in the city, you have a lot of friends, and we have a big community of Puerto Ricans that always find a way to find each other from all ages and all backgrounds. But that family, I really miss that core. But here, the good thing is that there's things to do all the time that are of my interest. For example, you have museums. In each museum, you have different events. You have theater, you have movies, films, artist talks, conferences that you wouldn't find really in Puerto Rico. It would be a rare gem to have like someone from the art world that's really doing amazing research to go to Puerto Rico. It'll be like maybe in the University of Puerto Rico, but that would be it. And then it would take like another year or 6 months to like get someone there, or 3 years. So that's something that I'm really, really excited about by living here in New York. It's interesting to live in this environment. It's not what I experienced in Puerto Rico either. It's been really interesting to be here, because I have all like the culture, but I was raised with a Cuban Spanish mother and an American father in a Catholic house, but very liberal. Like, we would go to the beach instead of church, but we would have the same sort of folklore, or like the idea of music playing all the time and being outdoors. And that's something that I really love of El Barrio. There's people outside just sitting and talking, which other places in Manhattan you don't find. Either when they're outside, it's because there's a cafe with seats outside, and there's just that table conversation. But this idea of just sitting and talking with whoever passes by and having more familiar faces, I really just notice it more here in El Barrio. Vale. Pues tengo que ahora cambiar la manera en que estoy pensando en inglés a pensar en español. porque a veces eso siempre se me confunde. Y algo que me pasa mucho es que se me olvidan palabras en inglés cuando estoy hablando en español, o viceversa, perdón.